This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome to the seemingly never-ending homegrown Ohio rock and roll series, here in the Vinyl Garage. The Raspberries was a band that broke up in 1975, and thanks to Capitol Records and their reissue repackage-a-palooza of the band's material well into the new millennia, their influence, which was already substantial, lasted long enough to impact future generations of musicians. All the while, as two of the band's alumni released solo material and formed new alliances. The two were Eric Carmen and Wally Bryson. Eric, never known to play well with others, went solo. Wally formed the minor supergroup Photomaker and the band Tattoo. Eric's first solo endeavor was self-titled and begat two top 10 singles right out of the box, All By Myself and Never Gonna Fall in Love Again. Both songs were loosely based on Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, and although the concerto was in public domain in the U.S., everywhere else it was still copyrighted, forcing Eric to give up 12% of the international royalties to the composer's estate. I'm just impressed Eric knew who Rachmaninoff was.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home.
Oh,
was just for fun. Those days are gone.
Single from the LP, although only released in Denmark, France, and the UK, was That's Rock and Roll, charting in the top 10 only in Denmark. The best known version of this song is by Sean Cassidy, 2 years later.
Well, I was 16 in sick school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I bought a guitar. I got the fever. That's rock and roll. I played at parties, played in bars. I spent my money buying new guitars. I screamed my heart out, but how I loved it. That's rock and roll. Well, come on, everybody, get down and get with it. Come on, everybody, get down and get with it. Come on, everybody, get down. That's rock and roll. It's when the smoking and the heat have got your heart pounding right with the beat. Don't try to fight it, just get excited.
'76 saw the Wally Bryson Project Tattoo, a band including ex-choir bassist Danny Klawon, released on the Motown subsidiary Prodigal. A so-so LP at best, categorized as power pop, but unfortunately lacking any power. Even a cover of Klawon's It's Cold Outside from his choir years falls flat. There were no singles released, but if it was up to me, I would have chosen I Still Want You. now categorized as soft rock, Eric's 1977 LP, Boats Against the Current, scored him again two charting singles. The title cut and the best Beach Boys song Brian Wilson never wrote, She Did It. The LP featured several Beach Boys on backing vocals, Burton Cummings of the Guess Who, Jeff Porcaro from Toto, and Richard Rising of the Euclid Beach Band, along with another classical ripoff, Love Is All That Matters, the melody hijacked courtesy of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony.
Tomorrow, we're gonna
I mentioned you were listening to the Vinyl Garage? No? Well, you are. Carmen's third solo LP, Change of Heart from 1978, featured a single of the same name charting in the top 10 in the Sure to Not Be Taken Too Seriously adult contemporary charts, along with a Sean Cassidy cover, Hey Dini, a song which he wrote. But on the positive side, no copyright problems with classical composers this time.
Like a vision in the darkness of a thousand moons and no light. could never find a better time to be in love. Hey, Dini, won't you come out tonight? The summer's waiting, the moon is shining so bright.
'78 wasn't all about Eric. Wally Bryson joined the group Photomaker, a power pop, now with enough power, supergroup that also included two ex-members of the Rascals, releasing two LPs that same year, a self-titled LP and the sophomore offering Vis-a-Vis. From the former, a good as or better cut than anything from the Raspberries catalog, Where Have You Been All My Life? And from the latter, the leadoff cut, Miles Away. Wally didn't stay for the third Photomaker LP, returning to Cleveland to join Danny Klawon's Peter Panning.
Like a puzzle in a million pieces, and it seemed my purpose and my destiny were mysteries then. Girl, you came into my life and you brought my heart a one-way ticket straight to paradise. Thank you.
now some controversial material. A 2010 song by Wally titled Set in Stone, written for the Stoneworks documentary. Some inspirational words for those abused by one in authority. Clearly aimed, but not limited to, the Catholic hierarchy.
His is just a small voice against a great big institution. Though he won't seek retribution, they say that vengeance is the Lord's. But for those whose claim is holier than thou, and for those who take those sacred vows, the truth is surely known. These rules are set in stone. You claim to be a teacher of children, but your altar boy's bewildering. You've got him so confused, he's feeling kind of you. Sacred vows, the truth is surely known. These rules are set in stone, set in stone, set in stone. The truth is surely known. The rules are set in stone. Now is a kiss still a kiss? Is something amiss? Still amiss. How many more will you alter before a reckoning overdue is strapped on you? Take the most sacred vows. The truth is surely known. The rules are set in stone. His is just a small voice against a great big institution. Though he won't seek retribution, they taught him vengeance is the Lord's. But for those whose claim is holy now, and for those who take the most sacred vows, the truth is surely known. The rules are set in stone, set in stone, set in stone. The truth is surely known. The rules are set in stone, set in stone. Set in stone. The truth is surely known. The rules are set in stone. Set in stone. Set in stone. The truth is surely known. These rules are set in stone.
Way more upbeat was Eric's 1986 The Rock Stops Here, recorded to help benefit the Greater Cleveland Growth Association to promote the city in their quest for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Found on the Cool Records label.
Kids 100,000.
The widely popular Hungry Eyes from the movie Dirty Dancing put Eric back on top as a singer, but not as a songwriter. After a rough few years of some lackluster material, the song was actually a cover, first recorded by Frankie and the Knockouts in 1984. Then we're wrapping up the show and the season with Eric's last significant chart appearance, with 1988's Make Me Lose Control.
Special guest Eric Carmen for stopping by.
Thank you, Leo. Always a pleasure.
And here it is, Make Me Lose Control.
Oh, see you soon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm serious about that number one.
I'll run a comb through my hair and step out in the street. And the city's the color of flame in the midsummer heat.
There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Because I
that's hot off the presses and ready to pull phones. Eric Carmen and Make Me Lose Control. And it's time for Kid Leo to say goodnight. Punch out, wash up, wrap it up. I'll see you later, people.